There are dead people who are not fully dead. They're kind of alive. They're like walking dead people, and they're everywhere. It seems like every day there are more people who walk around like they're fully alive, but really, they're mostly dead. I'm talking about real life, but this does also happen to be what's going on in a movie called Warm Bodies. Warm Bodies is set in a zombie apocalypse. Footnote. I know that zombie movies are dark and weird, and that might make you uncomfortable. It might make me uncomfortable. But our culture's obsession with zombies may hint at a recognition that there's something dead about us. It may help people to realize that what we need is new life. Stick with me on this movie illustration and you'll see what I mean. The main character is a zombie named R. He used to be human and alive, but now he's a zombie and mostly dead. And all he can remember of his name is the letter R. R finds himself wanting to eat humans, but not only for physical sustenance. When he eats people, he experiences their memories and it makes him feel alive for a moment. Really, what R wants is to feel alive. One day, R sees a group of humans and he finds himself attracted to a girl named Julie. Footnote. Not the way I'm attracted to Krispy Kreme donuts. He doesn't want to eat her. He wants to date her. The attraction is romantical, as Mike Wazowski from the kids' movie Monsters, Inc. might say. I know, first a zombie movie, now a monster movie. Up next, rabid gerbil movie. Later, when Julie is distracted by something, R eats her boyfriend, which is one way to do it. The girl you like has a guy already? Eat him. R's attraction to Julie grows, and soon he rescues her from the other zombies. To keep her safe, he takes her back to the abandoned airplane he lives in at the airport that is filled with hordes of zombies, and there are more of the undead arriving there every day. That's how the movie begins. But I want to be clear. A few paragraphs ago, I was talking about real life. There are people who walk around like they're alive, but they're mostly dead. They are walking, living, dead people. And there are more all the time. Turns out, it's always been that way. You will surely die. The Bible says it started back in the Garden of Eden. Whether we take the story literally or figuratively, either way, God is teaching us something foundational about the human condition. We're told that God created two people, Adam and Eve, and he gave them paradise to live in. He gave them only one rule. Isn't that interesting? When God had the world the way he wanted it, there was only one rule. God is not into rules. God told them not to eat the fruit of one particular tree, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. If they did, they would die. You've probably heard the story. Adam and Eve were tempted. They screwed up and did the one thing they weren't supposed to do. God had said the penalty for that was death. If someone made a movie today out of the story of Adam and Eve, this would be the point where you might get excited because you're about to see two people die. You'd start to wonder,